Starting with the first game, Thomas struggled a little early in the beginning, but it seemed like he got stronger, was even maybe throwing the ball harder as the game went on.
Yeah, I think so. You know, it was almost like Zay. I thought Zay struggled first couple innings on Friday, and I thought CT a little bit there today, first couple innings, but then after that just settled in, got all his pitches going again, pitched out of trouble when he had to, and felt like he finished the game throwing really, really good.
Nick Wilhite's starting to hit the ball now. Serratos, that has to be an encouraging sign for that first game.
It is, no doubt. You know, both those guys had really good games in that first one. And, you know, McCann just continues to, swing it well. We won't talk about the last game here. But, I mean, that's a good sign. If, you know, Nick Wilhite, if anytime he gets on base, gets hits, that's a big plus for us.
Luke, a couple of hits, three walks in the first game, went four RBIs for the whole day. Obviously, he had a pretty big impact there. Of course, the three RBI hits just kind of put it in the right spot. But
he did, but he battled that guy, I felt like. And, you know, he's a good player. I think he's hit into some tough luck. But, you know, he has a real good eye at the plate. And it was just good to see him back in there playing this weekend.
Second game. Maybe one of the better pitching matchups you're going to see in a while.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Brant Herder can't throw it any better. I mean, 13 strikeouts, no walks, 7 innings. But their guy matched him. You know, we scratched a run off of him, and then they came in and got 5. And, you know, probably the biggest thing, I mean, the Dunn brothers, had 2 really good at-bats in a row. They were both down 2 strikes, and we couldn't put them away. And we walked a guy, and then I think it was Clarko that put the ball down the left field line on us. And so disappointing, you know. I just felt like we wasted a really good pitching outing. But to their credit, you know, their guy pitched really well also. And then they got key hits there in the 8th inning when they needed them.
Did you, at this point in the year, do you go out there with a pitch count number that you know this is it? Or did you see anything from Brant?
Nah, he was strong, you know. Yeah. So he was at, 99 90. Pitches? 90?
Yeah.
So kind of for him, it's really his second start. So really don't want to push him much over 90. And we knew they had 2 righties coming and Keaton Gibson throwing his cutter. We just thought that was the best matchup. We had Tristan ready, but we were kind of hoping maybe we could just go 1 with Gibson and then have Tristan throw the 9th. It didn't work out that way.
Of course, that little ground ball to 3rd was sort of the straw that broke the camel's back.
No doubt. No doubt about it. And, you know, so you give them credit. You know, we had kind of had our way with them the first 2 games, and then they battled and figured out a way. They did the same thing to Duke last weekend, same pitcher. So he won for them in the 3rd game in that series as well.
What lies ahead this week?
So Kennesaw State Tuesday, Wednesday, and then leave Thursday for Miami. So, you know, another in-state game. Looks like Kennesaw's playing good. So, you know, we'll have to be ready for that. We'll pitch Willingham Tuesday up there. I think we're there Tuesday.
Yeah,
am I right on that?
Yep.
And then it'll either be Rodig or Bartnicki here on Wednesday.
Okay.
Anything else, guys?
I'm good.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks.